It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to the Golf DMV podcast. I'm Claude Jennings. Sherman Gray is in studio. Sherman, what's up?
What's up?
I'm Coach here. Sherman. He's got his St. Vincent Pilates stuff on. St. Vincent Pilates kind of finding their groove right now, right?
Yeah. Four-game winning streak. Blown out a couple teams this week, so got a number one St. Francis coming to our place tomorrow, so that's gonna be a tough one.
So I'm hoping to come down to the game, but we'll see. My sister's got a birthday party for her husband. Okay. I don't want to go, but
yeah, well, hey, family first.
There you go. And we've got LB in Orlando, beautiful Orlando. He's playing golf. LB, what's up?
Hey, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got LB's going to give us an update on all the golf going on down there in Orlando. Sherm's going to give us a basketball update, but also a great article that a buddy of yours sent you about courses. Yeah, Chuck from
Alabama.
Of folks who have bought property on golf courses, and when the golf courses close down because like a business, how that is like a horrible situation for the guys who own, you know, houses on that property. So we'll talk about that in a second. Now, again, you can get your hats, by the way, folks, purchasing hats like nobody's business. I mean, I just had to ship another two or three this past week. Go to golfdmvpodcast.com. You can check out the shop there. You can buy either a black one or a blue one, you know, because why would we have any other colors than black and blue? I'm not going to have a green one.
Right, and definitely not going to be a red one.
Exactly. Yeah, because we don't want anybody mistaking our red hat for that red hat.
That's right.
Different red hats.
So did Tony Tanaka from California, did he place his order yet?
Man, I don't think so. No.
So if you remember, I said I was going to buy him one. So I reached out to him. He's very thankful. He lives in Southern California, LB. So you can go scuba diving with him next time you're there. So. and he actually emailed back this week. I emailed and said, hey, man, I'm sorry. I've been sick. Well, that's probably a whole nother segment of this podcast.
Yeah, glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, it was a little touch and go there for a minute. And he actually emailed back, I think on Friday, and said, hey, don't buy the hat. I'm going to buy the hat because I want to support you guys.
So nice.
I'll go to your website and I'll pay, you know, full price for it. So
good job, Tony. Yeah. We appreciate people supporting what we do. So thank you, Tony, for that. Also, gosh, I forget my guy's name, but I was at Greenbelt, the Green Turtle in Burtonsville yesterday, being Saturday the 19th, and also Sunday the 20th. Saturday night with my wife and Manny, and then today, the 20th, with just Manny. And I was remembering there's a guy who listens to the podcast who wants to come to the next Green Turtle live meetup.
He actually he said something on the Facebook page.
Right. And so
he said it was February 5th. He said, I'm going to be there February 5th. Did
we
plan a date?
No, we didn't. I told him that maybe we'll do something the first week of February, but I didn't plan a date yet. And so, you know, he's very anxious for this. And so we'll do it. But we'll do it. But you know, don't show up February the 5th looking for the podcast. We haven't set it in stone yet.
Right. Okay.
And so it's likely we'll be like maybe even the second weekend in February. Yeah. But we'll figure that's Valentine's Day weekend. Who cares about that? Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. So anyway, we'll get to all that. But LB, you're in Orlando. You had how many rounds of golf down in Orlando?
Three rounds.
Okay, so explain to the folks where you are in Orlando.
And before you get there, explain to us, how is your travel getting there with all the TSA issues?
Right, with the government shutdown.
Oh, yeah. So we left on, it was only Rodney and I came down. So we left on Friday. I had a 7 o'clock flight, something like that. 6:30. It was early. It was one of the first thing smoking on Friday.
Okay.
So when I left my house, my alarm went off at 3:15 on Friday. So a.m. So I got there and it actually wasn't bad.
Which airport?
BWI. That's my airport of choice.
Okay.
Me too, actually.
Mine too.
Yeah, I get to the TSA counter and I have the TSA pre check, so you know, that line is all you have to take your clothes off basically to get through the security. So when I get to the guy that handed my my boarding pass and my license, you know, he takes and everything, he does his thing. And I say, hey, man, thanks for coming to work today. And I meant that sincerely because, you know, I don't know if I was in that situation, I don't know if I would come to work.
Right.
I really, honestly, we've been talking about that all weekend. I don't know how I would deal with that. Because I'm inclined to say, hell no. I ain't getting paid, I ain't coming.
Yep.
So I said to him, you know, hey, man, thanks for coming to work. And I meant it sincerely. And he looked at me like, yeah, whatever, dude, keep moving.
I ain't here to be friends. Keep it going.
Right, you know, but I really meant that because I was scared about what the lines could be like if people, you know, if they didn't show up. So other than that, the airport was fine. You know, security actually it wasn't bad. I mean, I guess enough people showed up that day that it wasn't an issue. But again, I left, you know, early in the first thing smoking, so it wasn't a lot of people there anyway. Tomorrow might be a different, you know, scenario going home.
Tomorrow being January 21st.
Sunday. No, tomorrow's Monday.
Well, Monday,
tomorrow's
Monday. Yeah, today's Sunday. Yeah, tomorrow, right. Yeah. So I'm in Orlando now, so it's, you know, people everywhere. So I'm assuming that tomorrow the airport is going to be jam packed. So it might be a different situation, but we can only hope for the best. So yeah, getting down here wasn't bad. So one of us, not me, picked this company to rent the car from called what was it called, Rodney? Executive rental car. You ever heard of them?
No, I've never heard of Executive.
Exactly.
Were they cheap? Were they inexpensive? Was that the reason for going?
Yes,
with them?
They were very cheap. It was like $11 a day. That's what that was caught Rodney's eye.
Okay.
And so he got it. And it took us 2 hours to get the car. I mean, they were just slow. It was one guy. The shuttle bus took forever to show up. It was just a, you know, comedy of errors.
Way to go, Rodney.
So we finally get the car. And then yesterday we were leaving the golf course we was getting ready to leave the golf course. And I go get in the, we had a minivan. I get in to start it and it doesn't.
Wait. Why'd you guys get a minivan?
Because that's what they gave us. And we had a bunch of bags. You know, we had golf bags and stuff too. So we're like, hey, whatever. It's just easy to get stuff in and out of.
It always comes back to Rodney. Mm-hmm. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, so I hit the key and it does nothing. I mean, nothing. And it doesn't even make it doesn't say anything.
Okay.
So, like, okay, great. So I hit it a couple of times. It doesn't do anything. Then finally I hit it and the starter kicks in, but it doesn't turn over, and then the starter doesn't stop. It's just continually trying to start. I took my hand off the key, and it's still trying to start.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So I go through this about five minutes, cut it off, and it finally it starts up. And as soon as it starts, I was like, okay, we're taking this thing straight back.
Mm-hmm.
So we took it back, and we ended up getting a Jetta, which is still honestly a piece of crap, too, but another story. Okay, so I'll get to the golf. So we played three rounds. The first round we played was Friday, 1 o'clock. I landed at around 9 o'clock Friday. I think Rodney got it a little bit. Yeah, we both got in around 9 or something like that. So we played Hunter's Creek Golf Club. And I put some pictures online of the course. So the way I had it set up was Hunter's Creek, of the three courses we played, Hunter's Creek would probably be, I won't say the worst, but it would be the worst. You know what I mean? It would be the cheapest.
Okay.
That way.
Mm-hmm.
If we plan three courses, this would be the most inexpensive one. And I wanted to start with that one since that's, you know, we just first round. Let's start off, you know, something kind of not too expensive and hopefully easier.
Right.
And it was a decent course, pretty good shape for winter. For to be winter time, it was in good shape. We played with a couple. Their name is I gave them a card. His name is Jim and Anne Marie.
Okay, Jim and
so
Anne Marie.
So what they do is, yeah, Jim and Anne Marie, they live out in Dunedin, which is out toward Tampa. But what they do is they both are golfers. So they just every so often they'll take a weekend and go somewhere else within the state, spend the weekend, and play golf in that area.
Nice.
So they just happen to be – we just happen to end up with them on Friday. So they were a good couple. So what they do is they play best ball between the two of them. So it keeps the pace moving, and I guess it keeps them interested too, because she's not that, you know, that long of a hitter.
Okay.
So sometimes they use, because he was spray his a lot, but she was always in the fairway.
So whose ball was they using most of the time?
like I said, a lot of the times they use hers because she wasn't the longest hitter, but she was always pretty straight.
Right.
And she, I don't think, if I can, memory serves, I don't think she ever lost the ball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you and Rodney play best ball between the two of you?
No, we played our own ball. I don't like best ball.
Just wondering. All right.
Oh, you know, I'm always about score. I'm trying to keep my score, see what I do.
Right.
See where I can improve, so. So, yeah, we kept our score. But they were a good couple. I gave them a card, so hopefully they'll be listening. And Jim did make the – he gave Roddy the sand and so much that Roddy liked it so much that he wrote it down. You know how people get angry on the golf course and all that kind of stuff. So this, Jim has a saying that says, you ain't good enough to be upset about a bad shot.
That's true.
Because
we'll be playing and I'll hear a shot and I'm like, oh my God, cannot believe it. Then I'll think and say, you know what? No, actually, I can believe it because I do this a lot. Like shanking a little chip shot is what, and I do that all the time. Yep. And so when I do it, I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I did that. It's like, honestly, no, you can believe you did that. You do it all the time.
Yep. That's how it works. Yep.
So that was Hunter's Creek. We played that on Friday. Saturday
Wait. How was the course? Was the course in good condition? You said it was in good condition.
Oh, it was nice. It was in good shape.
How did you guys play? You kind of skipped over that.
Oh, okay. I had a 94.
Nice.
We both. Well, it is what it is. It should have been a lot better as usual.
You shoot low 90s, but you easily can get into the upper to mid 80s given a few putts or chips.
I could clean up some stuff.
Yep. That's normal. Right.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the scorecard now. I did have a birdie. Mm-hmm. Rodney had a birdie on. I had a birdie on number 7. Rodney had a birdie on number 17. Both were par fours. No, take that back. Mine was a par 5. I had a birdie on. He was a par 4. He had a birdie on. I had 1, 2, 3 pars and a bunch of bogeys and double bogeys. I had 1, 2, 2 threes on the round. So there you go.
There it is. Yep. That's your
but
80.
The course was nice, though, dude.
Under 90.
Yeah, it was a good course. The greens were in good shape.
How'd Rodney play?
You know, it was a little brown because it is wintertime. But other than that, it was nice. I can't say anything bad about it.
How did Rodney play?
We're not gonna talk. Hold on, let me ask him. Rodney, you want to talk about your score? He said no.
Well, now you have to.
Okay. All right.
So we'll move on. Okay. Next course we played on Saturday. We played. Okay. He said I can tell you all his good scores.
Okay.
So Saturday we played Champions Gate, which is a little bit closer. So we're in. What is this area called? It's, we're like east. South, maybe southwest of Kissimmee, called the area called Orange Lake. So it's Orlando. I mean, it's the same thing. So we played this place called Champions Gate, which is actually out in this area where we are. It's a nice course too. So it's a little bit. So if Eagles, let's just say, I keep calling it Eagles. If Hunter's Creek is a, let's say it's Hunter's Creek is a 7, then Champions Gate is probably a. 8.5 or something.
Okay. So a little bit better, but not like extremely better.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Definitely better course. I mean, the guys, we pull up and the guy walked out to our car to get the clubs. At Eagles Creek, you couldn't even take the golf cart into the parking lot. You had to lug your own bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
It was like Hunter's Creek was like a municipal course, and Champions Gate is called Champions Gate Country Club, and it felt like a country club. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was just that kind of the amenities that goes along with that. We had a really nice breakfast there before we teed off and everything, so it was good. Much nicer course, much greener, nicer homes around the course, that kind of thing. That day I shot a. I just had it. I thought, where'd it go? 98 on that day.
Okay.
I had let's see, 1, 2, 3 pars on the front and 3 pars on the back. But I did have, let's see, on the front I had 2 threes and a 4.
Oh
and
wow!
On the back I had, on the back I had 1 3. I had 1 3 and a 4 on the back.
To have all that and still shoot a 98, I mean, that's not bad.
Well, yeah.
I mean, overall, it is, but I mean, to have that with what you dealt with is not, you know.
Right, yeah. You had a lot of bogeys, a lot of pars, and mostly pars and bogeys, and a couple, you know, blow-up holes. That's per usual.
Right.
So, yeah, that course was very nice. Greens were pretty fast, but they were true. I mean, you know, you couldn't it wasn't a lot of divots or anything like that in them. It was a really nice course. I really liked the layout of it. Like I said, homes around it, but not on top of the course per se. I take that back. We did hit a couple houses.
and by hit, do you mean like
I hit one?
Do you mean like literally hit the houses or?
Yeah. Like your tee shot, you know, Aaron tee shot would go off into the
into the backyard.
I know I hit at least one roof.
Mm, okay.
yours was on when? What do you mean Friday? Okay, yeah, Rodney hit a house on Friday. I hit mine on Saturday.
We'll have a housing update.
Yeah, now I wonder if those houses want to be in that article.
you know, I posted pictures on our Instagram page of both of those. Actually, all three of the courses.
Okay.
So that's that one. Today we played Royal St. Cloud Golf Links.
Okay.
Which is actually fitting because the day the wind gust was like upwards of 30 to 40 miles per hour.
Good night.
I posted some video of that as well on our Instagram page. It was so bad. So there was a guy, we played with a guy, I think his name was Jim. Nick? Oh, okay, my bad.
Jim Nick.
It's all good. Same
Jim
thing.
Nick, whatever. He's a quitter because around hole seven, he said, guys, you know, he said, I'm enjoying the company, but I can't do this any longer.
did you give him a card?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, because he's a quitter. We don't talk to quitters. what was funny about him was he would get over his ball and a gust of wind would come. And he would literally, like, take a step back like it was knocking him down. I'm like, dude, I understand it's windy, but it's not that windy.
I mean, let's hurry up and get out of here. We're not trying to play for 7 hours.
Right.
You're just standing over the ball and waiting.
Yeah, come on, man.
Just a waste.
So, yeah, he quit on us at 9, and then we finished out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very windy. But it was fitting for, because we kept saying, but this is the British Open. I mean, this is what the British Open had to do. The only thing we didn't have was the rain.
This is what the pros have to deal with.
Exactly. So, yeah, so we played through it. I mean, a couple of times, you know, your ball would land and it would stop. And before you could get to it, the wind would pick up and it would blow your ball across the green. I mean,
oh, wow.
That's how bad it was.
Wow. That's too much, yeah.
Yeah, it was. We had a good time. It got chilly. Roddy bought a sweater. That's how cold it was.
Oh, keep them warm, huh?
Right, absolutely.
Hey. Wasn't there a story one time about you playing golf with somebody and they got cold but didn't have any like long sleeves on? Was that Rodney and you shared your sweater?
No, that was a rain gear. Nobody had rain gear. Vern and Coach B, none of them had rain gear. I mean, how do you not have rain gear in your bag? I don't know.
Easy.
But whatever.
But you shared with somebody, didn't you? Didn't you share a jacket or something? I feel like we did that almost a year ago on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you think it's cold there. Right now, where we're sitting in the studio, at 6 p.m., it's 24 degrees and it feels like 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A lot of wind in the
DMV. It's going to be even worse tomorrow from what I understand, too, right?
Even worse.
The high for tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., is 9 degrees. And that's before the wind chill. So,
yeah.
Not good.
Probably below zero, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I really
Why don't you bring your golf clothes? Maybe you could go play golf.
Yeah.
So today we played Royal St. Cloud, like I said, which is a link style course. And Nick, he quit us at the fourth hole. I mean, at the first front nine, he quit on us.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a great front. I shot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, +7 on the front. So I had 1, 2, 3, 4 pars, 1, 2, 3 bogeys, and 2 double bogeys. So I was feeling pretty good about myself, as usual. and then they go to the back end at all.
And then you start playing golf.
Crazy.
But actually, and I will, in my defense, I will say the wind did get worse on the backside.
Yeah, the video you shared, the wind was pretty fierce. But it's interesting because before at the start of this, you know, Rodney said to share his good scores, and you have yet to share Rodney's score. So does that mean that there weren't any good scores?
Yes, not really.
Rodney with a Claude-esque performance.
Did he break 100?
No.
Did he break 50 on any nine?
So then what good scores was he talking about when he said share my good scores?
Well, he had a couple pars. He had some pars. Like on the back at Chambers Gate, he had two pars on the back and a bogey.
Okay. Okay.
Did he break 50 on any of the nine?
No.
Oh, God. Did he break 60?
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I haven't done the whole math. It's a lot of numbers here to add up.
Yeah, you need me there.
Yeah.
You need the human.
A lot of numbers to add up, and then a lot of, you know, shots to count as well, which makes the math a little funny at times.
Did Rodney wear pants?
No, man, it's a lot. Rodney in the background says it's a lot of twos. I'm like, nah, dude, it's a lot of twos, threes. Well, here's one right here with a plus six. Come on, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the podcast. This is a real-time scorecard.
He said something was in his eye.
Something's in his eye. That's funny.
Did Rodney wear pants or did he wear shorts the whole time?
Nah, he come over here. Yeah, come over here and add him up then. He's coming to add up his scores.
Because Rodney is not a pants wearer, right? I mean, he wears shorts. Is that what the
deal
is?
We wore pants all week because Friday it was like 80 on Friday. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned that he said I should have brought some shorts because he didn't have any shorts, so he wore long pants the whole weekend. But today, I mean, you wouldn't have wear shorts today, that's for sure.
Right.
It was nippy. Yeah. I mean, even though it was like 62 degrees, but with that wind. It definitely felt much cooler.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, we had a good time. We've had a good time. We've ate well. One of our favorite restaurants here is called Fishbones. Okay. And not Bonefish Grill. It's two different things.
you guys don't do chain restaurants like that.
There's a Fishbones in the Outer Banks.
Well, Fishbones actually is a chain. Mm-hmm. But it's like a Ruth Chris of seafood. You know what I mean? It's not your everyday. It ain't Red Lobster.
Right. Because if it was, you wouldn't be going there. Good.
So I wouldn't be going there.
If someone's in the
DMV, the average bill from there is $100.
Okay. So someone who's living in the DMV, if they're looking for a quick golf getaway, Orlando's a good spot, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially coming from our area because we have nonstop flights all the time.
Right. And they're generally inexpensive, too. And you can find a hotel that's not too expensive.
Actually, Tampa, it varies between Tampa and Orlando. The price is usually one is cheaper than the other. It depends on, you know, when you go.
Tampa's an hour.
My flight coming down was like 120 one way.
Okay. Mm hmm.
Mm-hmm. Coming down, but going back was a little bit more.
Did you fly Southwest or did you fly?
Of course, absolutely.
Because you can check two bags for free.
Choice. Exactly. And I have all those points that I accumulated.
Right. I mean, you have to give up first
did
class.
Did you bring your free drink coupons that Rodney FedExed you?
No, those are expired, so we just have
them. Man. You should have gone on another trip just to use them. You should have spent $1,000 on a trip to use the $2 coupon.
Right, so I could use the $14 worth of
coupon. There it is. Well, good. Sounds like a plan. Good. LB, sounds like Orlando's a good spot to go if you're in the DMV, and you're looking for a quick getaway from all the, you know, freezing cold temperatures, and you
absolutely
want to get down.
Good. As a matter of fact, before I left, I booked another trip. Actually, I'm coming back down here to Tampa in the February.
Oh, get out of here! Right before the Vegas trip.
Yes, yeah. Because my wife had said, "Well, you just went away in this sunshine and this cold here, and I didn't get to go anywhere." Oh. So now we're coming back to Florida, and I'll play some more golf in February.
That's right. LB's stay sharp during the winter months plan.
Yeah.
Not book indoor simulators.
That's how they
travel to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, Sherm, you saw a great article about golf course.
Yeah,
someone sent it to you.
Yeah.
Our guy, I forget his name, your buddy Chuck from Alabama had sent you. He was up here for the Green Turtle event, and he sent you this great article.
He flew up to go to our event.
He flew up just to get to the Green Turtle. So, by the way, Manny and I were at the Green Turtle earlier today.
You mentioned
The day before. I did mention that already?
Yeah, because you said you were there with your wife yesterday.
Well, never mind. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do I listen to myself when I speak?
No, it's you don't listen to us either.
Some people, so I work in DC radio, and so sometimes I'm doing morning shows in the DMV at specific radio, at different radio stations, and I'll do 4 hours and I'm doing traffic and weather. And when I'm done with the show, I'm like, what's the weather going to be today? I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
That's what you call reading from a script.
That's exactly what it is. I'm not even paying attention to anything that I'm saying. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so the article was basically talking about how these people bought these homes on these very, you know, luxurious golf courses and, you know, hey, you know, buy a house on a golf course. I mean, everybody sees the houses on a golf course, you know.
And now, you look out to your backyard and you see a fairway or a green or a tee box.
It's beautiful. It's well manicured. Mm-hmm. It's well taken care of. It's picturesque. You can brag to your friends when you have them over for a cookout. You can get Rodney and LB plucking balls off your house. You know, and or any of us, if there is a house.
If your house is left, chances are my tee ball is going to land in your yard.
Pretty much.
Because I sliced left.
So now these golf courses are closing.
Similar to what we've seen locally with like Cross Creek, which have plenty of housing on their course. And they're closed.
And Lake Arbor.
Lake Arbor. Patuxent Greens,
Yeah. So now they're left with like this eyesore, and how are they going to sell their house?
Right.
Who wants to buy a house, you know, with like grass growing out of sand traps?
10 feet tall grass growing in the backyard.
And it's not your grass.
So. Right. You just sell it as a wooded lot behind you.
Yeah, that's one way to do it. Or, hey, come live on a golf course that is no longer
a golf course.
So your house won't get hit by a ball, but you'll have an eyesore.
Yeah, when you look out back, you'll have your perfectly manicured backyard. Yeah. But then you'll have a golf, you know, have all this grass behind you that's taller than your kid. Yeah. You know, so, with God knows what animals living back there.
Right. So it's just interesting. I mean, we did that article a few weeks ago about the golf being down across the country. Well, this is another side effect of that. You know, courses close, and you have these people who bought these great big houses on these nice golf courses who are now. You know, their property values crashing.
Did the article have any recourse for the homeowners? Is there anything they can do?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I mean, I didn't see that either. I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, you look even locally in the DMV when we talk about Cross Creek, Patuxent Greens, you know, like LB mentioned, Lake Arbor. You know, even when it came down to this summer where what's the course in is that up in Marlboro or
Marlton?
Even Marlton. Yeah, I mean Marlton, which is horrible, the horrible condition. It's still open. It's not even closed. It's in a horrible condition. But the other one where our buddy Lamar is a member, Woodmore.
Because
Woodmore had a tough summer, like most of the courses here in the DMV, and there were people who were leaving and not getting memberships. Remember, Oak Creek used to be private, but then its membership went down. Then it went kind of like semi-private and then open to the public. And so you look at these situations and you're like, you know, you get these houses. Should you buy a house on a golf course or even as members? I'm like, does it even pay to get a membership at a course when the state of the game is where it is now, where folks aren't playing as much? And even then, like these exclusive memberships, I'll be honest with you, that Montgomery County golf where you can you pay for a membership, you got 9 courses to your disposal. Why would you pay all this money for one course?
Yeah.
And that's the only one that you get to play outside of some partner courses, you know, that are maybe in New Jersey
or
Southern Virginia.
You get your name on a locker. You get some of that experience, too, depending. Right. You know, if that's what you want.
You can definitely get that at Woodmore.
Absolutely.
But as a homeowner, you know, would I care if I look out? As a homeowner, if the course that my house was on closed, I would be blown because I'd like to play the course. Mm-hmm. But from an aesthetic standpoint, I'm not sure if it would matter to me. Mm-hmm. Would it matter to you, Sherm or LB?
I would not buy a house on a golf course. But okay.
And your reason being because?
I wouldn't want my house hit.
Okay.
I mean, it's just right. Different things you got to deal with that.
That's true.
But I never considered the course actually closing. Mm-hmm. But I don't want people, you know, stomping through my backyard,
Looking for balls.
Looking for balls.
You don't want to see me one day looking for your back. Yeah. I give you a call. Hey, I shoot you a text. Hey, Sheriff, I lost a ball in your backyard. Exactly. You mind finding it for me tonight?
I don't want to do all that crap. So, I mean, but that's just me personally. But, I mean, it does suck, though, if you live there. If you have a nice house and now the course closes and, you know, it's an eyesore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because, yeah, it could be a wooded lot, but it may take how long before it actually grows over that much. Or is someone else going to come and put another housing development there?
Right, right. What do you think, LB? What would you do?
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it. In a, I wouldn't buy on a course. Mm-hmm. I may purchase on in a golf community.
Okay. But you don't want your house to be on course.
No, not at all. Okay. Absolutely not. Yeah, I don't want the, you know, I want, just as simple as I want to go out back and sit in some peace and quiet on my veranda or my deck or patio or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't want people driving past and, you know, back and forth mm-hmm. on their golf cart, screaming and drinking and having a good time. You know,
playing their music.
Quiet.
Yeah, playing their music on the Bluetooth.
And their music, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
No.
So I definitely, there's no way I would, you couldn't give me a house that faced, that was on a golf course. Not at all.
No. It's interesting because, you know, I was trying to get to that community meeting for Lake Arbor where they were trying to figure out what to do with the golf course. I wasn't able to get there. But now I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do with Cross Creek, because I think it'd be great to have a situation where you have, you know, maybe a 9-hole course, but then also a course, a facility that's a like state-of-the-art practice facility where folks can come. You've got a great driving range. You've got a really good short game area, you know, really kind of long where you can practice anything from 100 yards out, you know, and then and then also some practice holes where I could rent a hole for, you know, $15 for an hour, and I could tee off as much as I wanted to, hit from the sand as much, you know, just play the hole over and over again to practice on and stuff like that. So that's kind of one thing I wanted to kind of take a look at with Cross Creek to see what they're doing, because they're clearly not going to reopen that
place.
I mean, it's so bad right now. So.
Oh, Cross Creek.
Yeah, it's
a dump.
Move on. I'll drop with that. So, yeah, so, Sherm, you've got an update on basketball, right?
Yeah, so we're doing pretty well.
Same with Pilates.
I just mentioned a little earlier, 4-game winning streak. 4-3. We're actually in fourth place in our conference now, which is good. Top four make it. Mm-hmm. In each division, fourth place in our division, but number one, St. Francis, and number two, Mount St. Joe, mm-hmm. are first and second.
Right.
So we have to play in a matter of 10 days. We play St. Francis twice.
Wow.
And Mount St. Joe and mm-hmm. Archbishop Spalding. So mm-hmm.
We're going to see what St. Vincent's made of in the next couple of games.
Yeah, we're
going
to find out here in a minute. So St. Francis, we actually play at home tomorrow afternoon. So. Looking forward to that.
Hey, I'm going to need a schedule, too. I may be to make a game this week.
We're only at home Monday. Oh, and we play at number 11 McDonough on Saturday, too. So
McDonough, where's that? Is that Montgomery County?
No, Baltimore County. Okay. Owings Mills.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So we play at home tomorrow, and then we have four straight games on the road. Mm. So we'll see what we're made of. I mean, we blew out a couple teams. This week had two big wins at home over John Carroll, who actually won our conference last year. So Quickly, who plays for Kentucky, the freshman at Kentucky, played mm-hmm. for John Carroll. And Montez Morris, I think his last name is, he plays at Rutgers. So they were the starting backcourt of John Carroll last year. So they won it all. But so tomorrow, St. Francis, they have Ace Baldwin, who has about 12, 15 high offers. I think UNC, UConn.
Oh, wow.
Some of them. They got Ra-Ra Jones. They got Tolles, who I think is going to Alabama to play football.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Get out of here.
Yeah, so they got some players, man. So it's going to be a tough one. They were ranked number 17 in the country last year when we beat them at our house.
Okay.
So we can hang with them. You know, it's going to be a tough one. But, mm-hmm. You know, East Baltimore's finest will be there at our place tomorrow. And LB knows all about that. So it'll be good. But we're, you know, striking hot. You know, one of my guys, Gil, got another offer Friday after our game. So really excited for him. Millersville University offered him.
Nice.
And our big guy, Miles, our center, has narrowed his list of schools down to 5. So,
okay.
So excited for those guys. You know, they worked hard in the classroom and on the court. So.
Good
big decision
him.
Time coming in the next month for them. So
yeah, good for those guys. LB, you were able to do a couple of Manny Millions for for the last couple of tournaments. Go ahead and give us those updates.
Okay, so I have The last trend, well, we're going to have to go back a few weeks because we missed a couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah, so let's talk about last week. Why did we miss last week? Because we got like sick. A foot of snow.
No, I thought it was because you were sick.
Yeah. So
I have a four-wheel drive truck. Sherman has a four-wheel drive truck.
Yeah, well, I was not coming.
For not missing snow.
No, I was not coming.
And we could just record at my house. I was concerned about everyone just getting here and getting back home safely. So I was like, you know what? Well, let's just not record.
Okay, thank you. So,
I we have adoring fans. I didn't want to leave them hanging, you know.
Yeah, and there were plenty asking, like, "Hey, where's the podcast?"
Yeah.
So yeah.
So that's why, people, we got a foot of snow, and you can either miss 1 week or miss it altogether when people are dying trying to get here to record. So.
Right.
Well, I personally like driving in the snow. I just need an excuse to leave the house.
Well, you could have found any excuse. You didn't have to drive an hour. But go ahead. My bad. So all back right. to the Manny Millions.
Mm-hmm. Back to it.
Okay. So the first one, let's see. Is this the right one? Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to find the name of the tournament because I can't remember now.
Mm-hmm.
The Century.
And that was won by Matt Kuchar, right?
Champions.
Was that won by Matt Kuchar?
No, he won the Sony.
Okay, he won the Sony. Yep. Okay.
The Century was that other guy whose name I can't remember.
Oh, Xander Schauffele.
I have my notes right here. Yes, it was Schauffele because he hit that shot on number 18. It was a 680-yard par 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he eagled it.
Right.
His second shot was 278 yards and he hit a 3-wood. 278 yards up onto the green. I could not believe it. So the Manny Millions for that tournament, there were two guys that came in last place, which was at a plus four. They tied, and it was a small field too. So for last place, they won $63,500. Damn shame.
$63,500.
Oh, by the way, Rams just kicked the field goal and they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw that. The Saints blew that game.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. Yeah.
Well, I'm not really watching football. I just happen to be on. Rodney's watching football, so I'm just happen to be in the room that this TV's on.
Yep. I'm in the same situation, LB.
I'm still with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm with Cap as well.
Gladys Knight isn't, by the way.
She's not with Cap.
Back to golf. So, yeah.
She's singing at the
Super Bowl.
And she had something to say to Cap about.
Yeah. So the two guys that came in last place, we got, I'm gonna chew his name up. Sadi Ochi Kodiaira? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kodiaira. Kodiaira?
Yeah, I don't Maybe. Know.
Yeah, okay, him. Yeah, he's from Tokyo. So he turned pro in 2010. He has one PGA win, which was in 2018, the RBC Heritage. 5'7", 150 pounds. Career earnings, Sherman, your guess is. Pro in 2010, he has one PGA win.
Career earnings. I'm going to say 2010. I'm going to say $1.2 million.
Okay, Claude.
I was going to go 1.3, but I'll go 1.8.
1.8. You'd be closest. 1.73.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yep.
Not bad.
So he's married to
it's 200 grand a year.
Some lady whose name I can't pronounce. She's a former professional golfer. She's won 12 times on the Japanese LPGA tour.
Mm-hmm.
But she retired a while back. So that's all about him. This other name you should know, who tied for last place as well, Mr. Michael Kim.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yep. 5'11", 165, 25 years old. He went to college at UC Berkeley. He turned pro in 2013.
Okay.
He has one PGA win, the 2018 John Deere. What is interesting, too,
Michael Kim only has one PGA Tour win?
One win.
Wow.
Exactly. That's what I was surprised at that, too. Yep. I was surprised at that, too. His career earnings, guesses. I'll take him.
And he's 25.
Okay, so Michael
Kim. He turned pro in 2013. He has one PGA win.
Michael Kim, I think his career might be 3.5.
I'm going to say 2.5.
3.1.
Oh, okay. Right down the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a little bit closer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just yep.
By 100.
Price is right,
Michael
you would have won.
Still single, ladies. So if anybody out there is looking for eligible, you know, guy with some deep pockets. Michael Kim's still available, still in the market. some of his personal interests, and his personal interests, he has sports, sleeping, listening to music.
What okay. a bum.
Okay, it's pretty generic. I like sports, I like sleeping, and I like listening to music.
Sounds like... Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next one. The Sony Open, which was last week, this is the one that Kuchar won. Matt Kuchar won that one. Mm-hmm. Last place in that one was Joey Garber.
Don't know who he is.
He finished at plus four. And this one, he only won, well, I should say only, but compared to the last one, he was $11,000 was the was his total. Okay. Now, I don't know if you've seen pictures of this guy, but he has, this is Sierra's kind of guy because he has long hair like
Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood, yeah.
Yeah.
He has that hippie style, so this right up Sierra's alley.
Mm-hmm.
he's 5'10", 175, 27 years old from the University of Georgia. He just joined the pro this year.
Oh, okay.
He had been on the web.com tour, but he won 10 events
on the web.com.
Did not take that back. He has 10 event career earnings of $80,000 on the web.com.
Huh.
So, okay.
And he got how much in
the PGA?
He got how much?
$80,000.
So I'm guessing that's his career earnings.
Yeah, career earnings on the web.com.
No,
yeah.
I'm asking how much did he get for last place in this one?
Oh, $11,392.
Okay, so that's his career earnings.
Yes. That's his PGA career earnings, yes.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see anything about him. I'm looking through his thing. Nothing really that stands out other than he's great at Scrabble. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep, that's it for him.
All right. Okay.
Well, there you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's that.
Now, that's a big discrepancy between the two tournaments. 63,000 to 11,000.
Yeah, well, the first one, the other one is a small field. It's only, I think it's only 32 guys playing that one.
Okay. Oh.
So that's why I'm assuming that's why the winnings are higher.
Gotcha. So I watched some of the LPGA yesterday.
Did you?
I did. And so,
because you're not a huge LPGA watcher normally, right? Well, kind of.
If it's on, I'll watch. Yeah. I mean,
I love the LPGA. Matter of fact, we're trying to go. Are we still going to go to Williamsburg this year to see them?
Yeah, I'd love to go. I don't block my schedule to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I catch it, I will stop and watch it.
Right, right.
Because I think it's really good. I think it's, you know, much more. It's just a different game. I mean,
it is.
Mm-hmm. But what was interesting was the format. They also had the celebrities playing at the same time. So the camera shot.
There was like a pro-am going on.
With the LPGA on the same course. So they would go like, okay, here's Brooke Henderson. Brooke Henderson, by the way, drove past the green on a par four.
Yeah, no, she's ridiculous. Brooke Henderson, she can drive the ball. She's good. They've got some long hitters on there. I mean, between Brooke Henderson, between Brittany Lithicum, between Michelle Wee, Lexi Thompson, they've got some ladies that can hit the ball a mile. Yeah.
Yeah. So, she crushed it, man. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. I mean, I thought they were in Florida. I can't remember where they were. But anyway, it was good. It was good to see.
Sweet.
So,
sweet.
Yep.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
One more thing before you move on. Thursday, I got an invitation to a meeting, which was basically a WebEx type meeting. There's a guy that works at a company that I work for, MITRE Corporation. His name is Dr. Ken Bedford, and he is actually a member of the USGA committee.
Hmm.
Part of the officiating committee. So he gave us about an hour and a half presentation on all the new rules that were coming out for 2019.
Really?
He went through each rule and gave us examples of, you know, this is apparently this isn't, and this is why it's different, you know, all that kind of stuff.
It sounds so boring.
So it was pretty cool. He's officiated over 20 USGA events and the NCAA National Championship.
Hmm. And he works for MITRE?
So it was, yeah, mm-hmm, and it's part, yeah, but he does the USGA stuff in his part time.
Right.
It's like a Yeah.
I was wondering if a lot of these guys have other things that they do. I mean, I would imagine.
Just like the officials in the NFL. I mean, they're lawyers and doctors or whatever mm-hmm. else they do in their, you know, profession. This is a part-time job for them. So.
And are usually in great shape.
Kind of same way for the USGA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there you go. As we look at it right now, watching the Golf Channel, Phil Mickelson's co-leader, he's teeing off on 18. He's 25 under right now. Sherman just made this face.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
Wow. I'm assuming that's in first place then.
Co-leader.
Apparently there's someone else who's 25 under.
Okay. So now, because I know the other day he was at 22, but it was tied. He was tied at 22 with somebody.
That would be the same
yesterday
as today.
So one of you guys' least favorite golfer might grab a win early in the season.
The only thing can be worse is if he's a co-leader with DJ.
well, Rodney made a good point. He said if Phil wins, then that might light a bigger fire under Tiger.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he cares much anymore now that they're friends.
Yeah, because they are friends.
I don't know.
Now, right?
I mean, but you got to remember that Phil did take $9 million from him. So
yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm putting air quotes, but you know, that might be enough to light a little fire on the Tiger.
Yeah. No, who knows? We'll see. All right. Well, that's good. Be sure to go to golfdmvpodcast.com. You can get all the information. Our social media links are there. Also, our email is there as well. You can email us if you have any input on the podcast or things you want to share that you've heard on the show. Also, you can pick up a nice fleece hat. I'm sending those out like nobody's business.
Yeah, you need it right now.
Yes, though, all the time. Yeah, it's definitely cold. You need it. I was wearing mine today again at the Green Turtle. We're trying to schedule a Green Turtle live meetup in the podcast recording coming up pretty soon, but we'll see what we'll have there. It depends. I mean, LB's traveling so much. We'll try to get with his travel agent, see what we can get him back in town.
Just let me know and I'll plan around it.
So it looks like there's a three-way tie. It's Adam Hadwin, Phil Mickelson, and I don't know who the third guy is. Some guy with his name Long. Yeah, so we'll see how that all pans out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but by the time we finish this podcast, we're not going to keep the podcast going until these clowns figure out who's going to win. We're going to end this thing right now. All right, LB, travel safely, man. Can't wait to get you back.
Hey,
here
LB, what time do you come in tomorrow?
In the morning, yes.
All right, well, hope you have a coat.
Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast on Monday, the 21st, it's MLK holiday.
Yes.
Of course, we want to make sure that we get out and do some community service, but also continue to stand up for civility, for civil rights, for justice in not just your sphere of influence, but definitely in your own sphere of influence, but in your community, in your cities, in your states, in the United States, and all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. Honor Dr. King in that memory, all right? Thank you so much for listening to Golf DMV. We're out.
Peace.
Good night.
You're listening to the Golf DMV.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.